into and that you're leaping off from is not serving you in the way that you intended. And these energies are coming forth intending to sort of get that back into alignment, at least for them, at least for this life experience. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
It's such a wonderful thing to see someone living and deliberately not being influenced by those who surround. And yet, we know, we can feel it even with those of you who are listening here. You want your children to behave, and you want them to listen to you, and you want them to do what you think they should do. And it's hard to hear that they are individual energies and that there is guidance apart from you, that if you would trust it and allow them, then they would live fabulous life experiences. But parents and mentors and teachers for so long have not trusted the guidance system of the new ones coming forth, that now the new ones are coming forth with the intention of fixing that themselves.
Awesome. Thank you.
Something more?
Not that I can think of. I think that's very good. I guess it's the part working with these children. Everybody's telling you how to fix them. And I don't particularly see it that way, but it's just really hard when everybody says, okay, you fix this, you fix this, you fix
this. Well, say back to
them. Make them like us.
Say to them, now you have to be gentle with those who are telling you to do that because they don't get what you get. Mm-hmm. And so if most of them heard what we just said, they would vehemently disagree with it. They would be wrong, but they would vehemently disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one is wrong. Everyone is entitled to their perspective. But we're speaking from the soul perspective of those coming forward. And so we're not kidding you when we say they've come with very powerful intent. So when someone says to you, this child needs to be fixed in this way, you could say things to them such as, you know, it's hard for me to accept that because they are different, that they are broken. Just give them a soft word, not a pushing against response, but something that you've just come to. Just say it so often to yourself that it just rolls from you naturally. I do not see this child as broken. Now, those around you may take issue with that, or they may hear what you really mean. And if they hear what you really mean and push a little forward, further forward by saying to you, what do you mean? Say to them, well, I've taken on a new way of speaking about them to myself. Rather than talking about them as special needs children, I'm just speaking of them as special. And then say, in fact, I've taken a little further. I'm calling them special wants children. Mm. And if anyone is still listening to you at that point, you could say, I think they were born knowing something that most of us have forgotten. And I'm going to pay special attention to them to see what they know that I have forgotten. Because that's why they've come forth, you see. Mm-hmm. Now you can be a viable spokesperson for them. I've come, say to yourself often, I've come to hear what they have to say to help me remember what they knew coming in that I had forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're still listening, they might say, like what? Like what can they teach you? Now, you've got a long list of things that you could give.
Mm-hmm.
Like chilling out. Like being happy with oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Like not trying to fit the mold. Like listening to the rhythm that comes forth from within. Like being God in a physical body and knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like feeling worthy, even though I'm not performing and jumping through the hoops in the way others who want to call me worthy or unworthy are watching. Say, the more time I spend with these children, the more special I know that they are. These are special children. And I am so happy that they have come to help me remember what I have forgotten.
Thank you. And I am.
Thank you. I found out about you a few months ago in Denmark. And a few days ago, I realized something about my life, something really, really bad. And I want to really kick myself in the ass, if you can help me to do that.
We'll not be helping you kick yourself in the ass.
Thank you.